Ramble.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Ew, now I just picture that thing that guys do where they make their fucking balls smack the top of their stomach.
That's where your mind went?
If a guy says, I'm going to make it clap, what do you think he's talking about?
Guys can have clappable booties.
No, they can't.
Oh.
I've never seen one in my life.
Well, I wasn't going to say you haven't seen mine, but because mine is basically just my back.
Why? Yeah, it was like, it's bones.
It's
what are you,
concave.
Like brittle, weak bone.
But someone out there has a clappable booty.
I imagine balls on stomach balls area. You never do that? Just...
Of course I do.
You guys,
it's literally
better.
The funniest thing we can do with our anatomy.
The only but joy, like, I've had in quarantine.
It's,
you know,
like
what,
either
realized?
The stomach or the leg.
Yes. Oh, wow. You got the side to side?
Yeah, get in there.
See, I realized the thing about, like, grown men.
Yeah.
And this is multiple men I've been with. Multiple. Many, many, many men. So many.
Wow.
That you all become very childlike when you're fully naked.
Oh.
Like.
Oh, my God.
Like, even if you have socks on, they're a little bit more protected than... Yeah. Fully naked, and like you don't know how to be with yourselves
naked. Not comfortable.
You can't walk
nudity.
Casually when you're fully naked. You
no,
have to scamper.
You have to scamper.
Or you have to fling your dick
but
against your
also,
abdomen.
Yeah, it's also because like it's out. It's out in the world. Yeah. It's not a fucking pocket. So
yeah.
It's just like I gotta watch out for shit or mess around with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no. Like, you either gotta be confident as fuck, like here I come with this fucking dick.
Yeah.
Or you're like,
here we go. That's like 2-3 months into the relationship, and that's like jumping on the bed and going like this.
Yeah, in her face. And you're like, shit, I'm already deep in this. Like, I can't back out now, and I guess he's being vulnerable with me, so.
Maybe.
When do you ever get comfortable with your bodies is what I'm trying to say.
Never.
Welcome to My Guilty Pleasures. Welcome to My Guilty Pleasures, the show that is not afraid to love what it loves. Today we're talking about 2004's Alexa Vega flop, Sleepover.
Yeah,
this movie did not perform well, unfortunately. Joining me are my co-hosts, Kelsey Dara and Garrick Bernard. Hey, guys, how you doing?
How you doing, man? All right, how are you
doing? How are you?
I'm feeling great.
Oh, shit.
I'll saw this movie a lot growing up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Several times. But it hits a little different watching it in the daylight alone in my bedroom.
As a grown man?
This movie has an explosive cast. A lot of very questionable jokes and one scavenger hunt that these girls will never forget. It is the final night of middle school and it's the final night of middle school and Alexa Vega is a nerd, but she knows that she has one shot to really make it in this world if only she can beat the popular kids in a scavenger hunt. Whoever wins gets to sit at the cool table next year and maybe, just maybe, win Hottie McHottie's Steve Phillips' heart.
You knew his last name?
Oh, they say his full name exclusively.
A lot of times, yeah.
So this movie, guys, this is a movie, look, I'm going to admit, I only watched this stoned in high school. That's where this movie, but this movie came out in 2004. I did not watch it in 2004. Mm-hmm. It came to me a few years late. A friend introduced it to me. And I don't know why. It's not a movie that I should like. Mm-mm. It is a PG-rated
teen girl
comedy
and
like adolescent girl.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what ended up happening. My friends and I watched it. We were like, this is so preposterous. And we love it. It's fun. We showed it to his older sisters, who were about 4 years older than us.
Mm-hmm.
They loved it.
Oh, wow.
Okay? So now we're in middle school, much like the characters. They're in high school, much like Steve Phillips.
Hottie Steve Phillips with the fucking beauty mark.
And we go, fuck, guys. Scavenger hunts are so cool. We should have a scavenger hunt.
Oh.
And so the upperclassmen, they were, I think, juniors that year. They told their friends. And they created a thing at my high school called Road Rally.
What?
Yeah.
This, like, is like, a thing. This
became real life. And so they made, I mean, in the movie, they do four things. But in our town.
It's not really a scavenger hunt, is it?
No, it's barely a list. Yeah. It's, you know, I also, we could have had a montage where they knocked off like 20 things in a row.
Right. Yeah. Because
this movie fucking loves montages.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too
like
much.
The skateboarding montage. Oh,
like we'll breaking the rules of three. To 12. I was like, fucking stop.
Right.
The bit
every
is done.
Stop in the scavenger hunt is another, like, the dude to freeze frame. The dude to montage.
Right. I fucking hate it.
Yeah, it's really pretty cringy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they created a scavenger hunt. It was like 80 things long. And it became this tradition year after year where, and then by the time it got to me, by the time I became a senior, what, 4 or 5 years later, it was like, oh shit, guys, Road Rally is happening.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
So everyone would, you would split up into teams of 4 or 5. You would like drive around town all night causing havoc. The cops were furious about it. You'd have to like, you know, oh God, it was so fun.
Where'd you grow up?
Yeah,
I grew up in the suburbs of New York.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. We could not get away with that shit.
Very white, very affluent.
There were cops like in our parking lot.
Oh my
24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty epic that you guys had an actual list based on like shit to do in your town.
Yeah, it was like, go take a picture in front of the pink house. Everyone's always like, oh, I fucking know where that house is.
That's like harmless, unlike these girls' first task, which is break into a nightclub and go on a blind date with a older adult male that you found on an internet website. That's been police approved.
Oh my God.
This movie is begging you to forget that they're in middle school.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly.
With their titties out, titties come out.
Right.
And you're like, Alexa Vega, I see you hiding the fucking thing.
Yeah, and just like a high schooler being like, she looks nice now. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dog? No, you don't get to say that yet.
He's the teacher that throws the book off the desk on the first day.
Yeah,
like, he was...
oh, my God.
He was their friend, not their teacher.
Oh, my...
So, you know, something that really upset me, like... So I was watching this movie again as a 30-year-old man.
Hi.
And so Alexa Vega, she looks young, but Steve Phillips, her crush, there's one scene where you see him getting naked, which also should not be in a PG movie.
And she was more focused on the underwear than the bare naked ass.
She was committed.
She certainly saw his dick, right? That's what we have to assume.
Yeah.
She also says the word sex in this movie. When she says sex on the beach.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Well, it's a drink.
But I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is a Disney star saying the word sex.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's like eighth grader horny the whole movie.
She's such a little bitch to me. Like, the whole time I was like, come, there's no one is.
But like, I'm thinking of that, this movie, and then like eighth grade, where they're technically the exact same age and it's wildly different
reality.
Yeah. So it's just like, come on, let's like be real about like what that age is like.
But can we talk about how these teenagers were supposed to be 14, 15 years old, right? Some maybe 16 because they were driving cars and they were in high school.
Yeah.
What a bunch of fucking pussies. I'm sorry. When I was 14, I was like railing Xanax off of some guy's dick. Not like wondering if I should like jump around to Spice Girls during a sleepover.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You did grow up in Florida.
Okay, public schools of Florida.
Yeah,
but
Florida is a, it's
come
an
on.
Island.
You guys were not that fucking weak.
Not at 14. At 14, I was also railing Xanax off of boners.
Yeah. Railing off a huge log.
Just like the massive cock, yeah.
14, what? That's eighth grade going into ninth grade.
Were you fucking around and touching pussies and titties and shit?
That was a summer camp year for me. So that was like, that was like me getting the like the sexual awakening, starting to talk to girls.
You went to
not
summer
so
camp?
Yeah.
What kind of summer camp?
I went to Christian summer camp.
No way.
Wow. Can you name all the books of the Bible?
What's up?
Can you name all the books of the Bible?
No, not off the top of my head. Mm. Neither could I. Yeah.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st, 2nd, Samuel, 1st, 2nd Kings, 1st, 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, something, something, Haggai, something, something, Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, the letters of the Roman, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians,
right,
Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. I also went to Christian summer camp.
What a phenomenal setup. Punch.
And then I started railing Xanax off of dicks at summer camp.
That's what happened.
Yeah,
is
you
that
win.
You get into this sheltered lifestyle, indoctrinated, and you're just like, oh, fuck, I'm in a cult. I got to break out. Yeah. Rumspringa, just like that. And you start fucking everything. Like, it's just immediate.
Yeah.
Or that, maybe with your friend, you go on a scavenger hunt that'll change your life forever. One night.
Hey, can I just say, though, creepy as the teacher who went on a date with a student.
Big time.
Because we have to talk about that.
That is A1, like, first off the list.
Yeah.
Teacher went on a date with a student. In the Epstein era, this is while he was doing his dastardly deeds, and we were just like, yeah, this is cool.
This movie makes so much sense to me.
Oh,
like, it's so stereotypical. Like, I think I have a burnt retina from how white this movie is. Oh, apparently, the only black person in this entire movie is a gay bartender.
Oh, I was gonna say the prom queen. I pointed that out too.
She was hitting.
She was like in it for like a second. She just won, and they were just giving it to her, like, to say diversity.
We're cool.
Oh, yeah.
But she didn't have any lines.
She didn't have any lines.
No, at least the bartender said ID.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Love that.
So what was your just initial reaction to this movie?
I can't say that I like outright hated it, right?
Yeah.
Or like be like mad or something like that. It was just like a standard movie that was bad. Easily bad, but
yeah, I found myself being very angry during this entire film.
I was pretty upset.
I was angry
with me specifically.
Not with you specifically.
No, here's why I was angry. It was filled with some actual good, like, writing surprises.
Yep. Yep.
But it was so bad. The acting was bad. The actors who I see now in a different light were bad.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh
I just
God.
Need someone to erase the idea of Jane Levy or whatever the fuck her name is.
Jane Lynch
as a straight
Jane
mom.
Levy. Yeah.
I didn't believe it.
Oh, God.
It hurt to watch.
Yeah,
it hurt.
She was more convincing as a straight person in 40-Year-Old Virgin, where she was like
also
the
obvious. Also with Steve Carell.
Seeing Steve Carell made me lose my fucking mind.
I wrote in capital letters, yes, Steve Carell.
I didn't put it in caps.
I'm sure you guys agree with me. The casting director of this movie deserves a fucking Oscar.
Oh,
it is on the cast of this movie, okay? So in the lead role, you have Alexa Vega, hot off of Spy Kids, okay?
Yeah.
Disney
Easy.
Channel princess.
Was
I
she
mean,
even on Disney Channel? Or
Spy
she
Kids
just
was Disney?
But not Disney
but
Channel.
Not the channel.
She was,
oh,
she was Disney. She was movie star was Alexa Disney. Vega.
Okay, don't
hot
attack
off.
Me like
so
that
sorry.
About Alexa Vega.
I apologize so much. There are so many bad things about women in this that I feel guilty even talking to you.
Oh, my first note was 1 minute and 35 seconds in, we have a fat joke.
It took one minute and 35 seconds
for women to feel bad about themselves, and this movie was nothing.
That was
literally the only compelling character in the movie.
Oh, was
it little girl.
Yancy or Nancy? Because
Yancy with Yancy. A Y.
What?
We're gonna talk so much about Yancy because she. I mean, the movie is okay. Well, anyway, first the supporting cast. So you have Alexa Vega in the main role, mm-hmm. but beyond that, you have Steve Carell the 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah.
You have Jane Lynch, Jeff Garland, Evan Peters from American Horror Story fame.
Nice surprise.
Yeah.
Did you recognize a young Brie Larson?
Yes.
I didn't until the last scene.
I was like, is that fucking Captain Marvel in this bitch? Like, I was so excited. Okay, so you were saying before, the casting director deserves an award. Is it, I speculated it was Allison Jones.
Oh, so did I.
So it's probably, it might be her because she's the only one. She's the only person.
Who else can pull this off?
Yeah, who's permeated casting to where you know her name.
Yeah, the only one.
Right. It's like, oh, this is probably Allison Jones type of situation here.
But like Steve Carell being like a D-F character and still being such a standout, but he plays like a Paul Blart mall cop, like completely goofball, doesn't matter, no stakes, doesn't need to be in the movie. Nope. The whole movie could happen without him.
Yep.
But the fact that someone got Steve Carell in, before all his prime, right?
This was,
he was on the Daily Show at this Daily point. Show.
This is right after the Daily Show, him being like a crazy
person.
Wow, so
he was like desperate.
Yeah.
He was like done. This was like his movie host the Daily Show so that he can be like a star.
And now
like
we're going
to. This is him paying his bills.
Guys, you guys are critiquing this movie, but look at what it did to everyone's career.
Really, what happened to Alex Vega?
Yeah.
She's doing fucking Lifetime movies.
You know.
It's never the stars though. Yeah. It's all in these movies, it's never the stars. It's always the supporting cast where you're just like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like Brie Larson is in the movie.
Larson.
That was really gorgeous to see her.
So you thought that the performances were bad, because I think that everyone in this movie is vibrating at an 11. I think that they are absolutely killing the game.
Only one I believed was Alexa Vega. She fucking believed.
Well, a nice grounded performance, of course, to be orbited by people who are just going for it.
I think that the performances are good, but the writing was bad. Because the writing, all of the characters literally meshed into each other outside of Alexa Vega and Yancy.
We all agree that they're phenomenal.
They're like playing along, but it's just like, who was the second girl?
No idea.
And then there was like the friend that was leaving because she was moving.
She's from Blue Crush, by the way.
Oh, okay.
The girl who was leaving, she's basically just her Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah. She's like a wise sage. She's she could have been a ghost.
Right.
I would have believed the movie if it opened with her best friend dying.
Yeah.
And then it's hot because she's kind of like a tiny white Bagger Vance.
Right.
I think that the writing was bad as well, in that the character said exactly what they meant and felt.
Okay.
Let's break this down.
They're breaking out the notes now.
Stacy. In the movie.
Which one's Stacy?
Stacy is the one. She was the hot girl.
Sarah
of the
Paxton.
Hot girl. Yeah, Sarah Paxton. She was at the top of the
fucking
bitchy pyramid.
Like anyone gives a fuck what her name is.
Yeah, right? It's just like she's not doing anything. Anyway, she, for one, refused to sleep with a dude.
Are we not going to talk about how she was sexually assaulted?
Yes, she was. She 100% was.
5 minutes into the movie.
5 minutes into the movie. While doing that, she said the dance 7 times in a scene. I swear to God, I was counting. I was like, all right, there goes the dance again. Because she kept doing it in the same cadence. And I was like, am I high? Am I high?
Or, I don't even smoke weed.
I didn't even smoke. I was like, okay, so there's the dance. There's the dance again. Mm-hmm. Okay, the dance. And then the next scene, she says it 7 more times.
No.
It's heavy. It's heavy for a teenage girl.
Oh my God.
It was heavy.
They didn't want to write female characters.
No, and it was written by a woman, but directed by a man.
Yeah.
Creepy. Don't fucking do that. Don't fucking do that. That's really weird that you think you know. Like, this is why it was bad, because you don't know teen girls.
Right. That is a man looking at his daughter at some point.
Wishful thinking to stay a baby. Oh,
This movie was written from the perspective of Jeff Garland seeing four grown men in wigs and being like, well, I'm going to go finish this movie I need to, you know, like, this is probably what they're up to.
It's like, exactly.
No, it's not at
like,
all.
Yeah. I really feel like this movie, it came out in 2004, but was made in 1998.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a perfect way to describe the movie.
The music, it's so stunted. And I mean, even like they dance, you reference it, they dance to Spice Girls, which was 7 years old at that point. Yeah.
Okay, but I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you guys at your high school have, you know, the popular table where the popular kids hang out?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was, yeah. So like it was.
Uh-oh.
based on race. It was very segregated.
but now, were there segregated. Like different tiers where they're like, there was like the cool black table, the cool, white table, and then like the not cool white table?
Yeah, 100%.
And then you?
And then me. In the middle, just going back and forth, just like in no man's land.
We had like a courtyard.
We had a quad, yeah.
Yeah, ours was an outdoor high school because Florida, in the heat.
Right.
And it was like the circle is what we called it. So it was like, meet me in the circle after third period, or like, ooh, I saw Chris and Taryn kiss in the circle. And it was like, oh, you know what? The plot is not untrue.
Not, no, not at all.
But, like, okay, so they're fighting over the cool table by the fountain. But if the cool kids went to another table, that becomes a cool table. The cool table. Yeah. The table holds no power.
If the cool kids are at a garbage table, then
garbage is cool. Garbage is
but
cool.
Like at my school, the next group of cool kids inherited the table.
Yeah,
of
that
course.
Was the next, once they graduated, they gave that table to the juniors that were then.
When you just said that, it reminded me of something, and I have to say
please.
It. The boyfriend, like the villain boyfriend, was a second string quarterback on junior varsity.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know where y'all are from, but I'm from a football town. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That kid, no one even knows his fucking name.
Right. Yeah.
He's like the defensive end coach's nephew who like got a walk on spot.
Yeah. He's also the fucking, like, he does kick returns.
Yeah! Like, he plays six different positions. He does not drive a fucking drop top Lexus with blonde platinum hair.
And has two girlfriends.
No. One who is blackfishing. She's so tan.
Very much on the Ariana Grande
side. Oh my God. I was
again, this movie was ahead of its time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, but also when the girl found out that he had been cheating on her while dating her for 6 months.
Ooh.
He went after the girl.
Ooh.
She went after the girl. Like, yeah. This was not like feminism.
Feminism didn't exist. This is when you like hated the girl that your boyfriend was cheating on you with.
Well, following the thread of this is not a feminist movie.
welcome to my segment. What the feminism?
This is the meanest movie.
The meanest
to its characters.
Movies.
I remembered it being mean. I cannot believe how mean it is.
Oh,
and
you
I
guys
think it's time.
Think that this is like a fake fantasy. This is how it is for girls.
Yeah.
There is nothing meaner than a 15-year-old girl. If I see 15-year-old girls walking on the sidewalk, I will cross the street because they are terrifying. They're so fucking mean. They're ruthless. They have no responsibility.
Yeah.
There's no stakes in their life yet.
Yeah.
So they're like forming themselves.
Just railing coke off a giant
hormones,
dick.
Hormones just raging.
Wow.
They are mean. And that is genuinely what it was like. Like every girl made the other girl feel bad for you. Like one day this bitch is your best friend, the next day she's fucking sucking your boyfriend's dick.
Right.
Like girls at this age are terrible to each other. And this was not unrealistic. Like the Brie Larson character being like,
she's the true villain of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like
she's the one that called the police. She's Karen.
Oh,
she's the first Karen.
the origin story of a Karen.
But I really feel like she is the Palpatine behind Sarah Paxton's Vader.
Yeah.
You know? She's like the real evil puppet master.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of those girls are fucking bitches.
I think we need to talk about Yancey.
Thank God.
Oh my God.
Finally.
Explain Yancey.
First of all, it made me sad that this was a time when we still had, like, I'm making air quotes, the fat friend character, where it's like, she wasn't invited, she was pitied. And I have to bring up the line of when they're talking about her weight. And skinny blue crush in a bikini at 13 on camera girl says, do you like celery or do you like brownies? And she goes, is that a trick question? And she goes, then you're going to just find a guy one day who also likes brownies. And
it's presented as inspirational.
And
it's
then,
a moment that's
like,
presented
you're
like
fat. So you will find another fat person. And that's the only type of person who's going to love you is based on your food preferences. And then lo and behold, what fucking comes out of the fucking backstage door is a thick boy.
Yeah.
And it's like this is what I'm talking about with the writing.
At the end of the movie, they're dancing together and she goes, do you like brownies? And he goes, it's a very important food group.
Like, oh, I'm obese. You're obese. We must love each other, mush our obeseness together. It's like so grotesque.
It's really.
By the way, for those listening, Both of them are not obese at all. They're not even close to obese.
Right.
They're like normal kid bodies.
Yeah. Bodies.
Like their kids little, are weird looking.
She's a little puffy because they're 15. Yeah.
Like, that's like what gross fur hasn't happened.
I wanted to look up Yancy so bad because like she's probably bad as shit right now.
No, she's not. I looked her
can
up.
I tell you? I also, because in my notes I wrote, speaker guy probably fucks. And then I looked him up to be like, did he fucking have some crazy ass glow up? Because you know.
He didn't.
You looked him up too?
Yeah.
You looked him up?
You bet your fucking ass I gotta. Did.
So I always have hope for all of those kids where I'm just like, they're just going to fucking blow up.
You're going to get yourself a Rebecca Romaine.
Yeah.
Keep
fucking
chugging.
I was so bad.
It was so upsetting when the moment of spark happens between her and speaker guy, and the friend's like, why are you so smiley? And she was like, a boy talked to me when normally a boy doesn't talk to someone like me.
Yeah.
And then he walked away, and I was like, oh my God, this is the worst. Right? Like, this was a guy being like, I don't know, she's a fat friend. Just give her a fucking line and move on. Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like the
network
writer
says we have to have one. It was like, oh.
The writer or director, like, must have been personally hurt by somebody because the movie is mean to Yancy repeatedly. Okay, so there's a moment where the popular kids make fun of her for having too much self tanner on.
Why did that happen?
And it was so rude.
And then her friend goes, "Ha ha, you do look stupid." And
she's
then she
like,
runs
you
off.
Are
it's not. It's not. There's no conclusion to that. It doesn't go anywhere. They're just mean to her all the fucking time.
That was gonna come back.
And I thought I don't know if I missed it, but how did they, after she found out that she was the replacement, how did that like
get resolved?
I don't think I saw it.
Because it didn't. Exactly.
Oh my God.
It fucking didn't. They just let that like live.
Oh my God.
And she found a dude and she was just like, I'm good now.
Wait, but she does end up sleeping over back at their house.
Yeah.
And then the next morning she's like, bye, friend.
Right.
I can't believe you're so right. They
didn't resolve it at all.
Okay.
I thought I missed it.
I'm going to blow your minds. So not only are the characters mean to Yancy, not only is just the movie mean to Yancy, the reality outside of the movie is mean to Yancy.
Go on.
Yancy is the only character of the main four not on the DVD cover. She's not on the poster. She's not in the art. She's not even a little fucking like small square in the back. I'm gonna do you one better.
No.
The end of the movie.
No!
The end of the movie does that thing that like all 90s movies did where it has like a photo of the characters while the credits go.
Yeah.
She's out of
Yancy's not in the credits.
The little Polaroid, she's not in it.
Yancy you know did so much for these fucking
characters. Yeah, she's the
fucking
character.
Reason why this even works.
She's the best character. And you know who is? The fucking
Zach is holding his microphone off the ground.
As you should. I'm so mad.
Okay, so of the bad guys,
in so much
Sarah
therapy.
There's Paxton, there's Brie Larson, and there's a third one who
never
talks.
She's never
She gets a fucking credit.
No.
Oh my God.
She has a photo, her face, and her name.
She didn't get a title card with her name.
Hallie Flynn Childress gets nothing.
We
and
should
I'm
start
here
a
to
petition.
Say justice for Yancy.
Yeah,
let's start a change.org petition.
Yeah.
She gave them a fucking electric car.
The car. She found the
She
plug.
Was their getaway.
She pushed the
She
whole
was
car.
Baby driver.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The most dangerous position of the scavenger hunt.
Right.
She was their fucking lookout.
Yeah.
She should have fucked the brother. That's how you get back at those bitches.
Yeah.
You fuck her brother and you become her fucking stepsister.
I also adore that the movie posits skateboarders as like the cool, like this is post the Tony Hawk era.
Oh, remember when he jumped over a fucking fountain as his intro?
That was fucking, that was the funniest moment of that movie because like that is like, that's so bad that when done in earnest, it is now a joke. Like
he seriously cleared a, what, 10-foot fountain?
18-foot?
It's
a big fountain.
Huge fountain. Yeah.
He's a big fucking fountain.
And no one reacted. No one was like, oh my fucking God.
That was incredible.
Someone called Tony Hawk.
But like the music behind it was also so funny.
Yeah.
And then it just cuts out when he lands. That's comedy.
That
I know you did that on purpose, but accidentally.
But everyone hilarious. Skateboards in this movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The love interest skateboards. The yeah. three
derfs.
Yeah.
The derfs.
Yeah.
Evan Peters and his bros are skateboarding. Alexa Vega skateboards and barefoot. Jumps over a dog.
Right.
And she does like a kickflip. And she does not have a stunt coordinator for that one moment where she kicks it up as she
you think that's really
arrives
her?
Home.
Oh, yeah, that was her.
It's a static shot on her face.
Yeah. Wow.
She like is coming off the skateboard and like kickflip. And I was like,
way to
that
go.
Was her. That was impressive.
Yeah. There were some moments where I was just like, okay.
That's a man in a wig. That's a man in a wig. Yeah.
And that was super funny. But like also she was doing it barefoot. And I don't know if you've ever felt the top of a skateboard.
It fucking hurts.
What's that shit called? Grip tape?
So yeah. for her to jump and land?
Yeah.
Jump over a dog? Like,
mm-hmm. Her feet are probably bleeding.
Yeah.
I want to talk about how to fix this movie, because there are a few things that are Garrick's off.
Okay.
Do you have? Because I have some ideas.
I have none.
Welcome back to Garrick's Corner of How Do I Fix This Movie. His answer this week is, it's unfixable.
It's unfixable. It is unfixable. Or make the whole thing about Yancy.
Yancy's club.
Yancy and just have her, like, I was thinking this a little. Okay, so the way that you fix this movie, it should be from the perspective of the odd man out, the mm-hmm. the person trying to get into the club or whatever, mm-hmm. and she's not even in the popular group. She's just trying to get into like a friend group.
She's trying to just get a normal friend, a pen pal.
Yeah, she's like, all of middle school, I said that I would get a friend. Today's the last day of middle school, and I still have no friends.
Right,
I'm gonna make it happen.
Right, and she just all of the things that she keeps on throwing and like saying like, oh, I'm just gonna buy their friendship with a fucking car, with a car that's
Fiat?
Apparently indestructible.
And Tesla?
I'm gonna push it into our assailant's car,
mm-hmm.
and just like you find out that she's like this rich person or so on and so forth. She's like, we could have had a way better sleepover over at Yancy's place, but
they go over and like Will Ferrell's her dad, like she's
but
got
like
a
actually Will Ferrell,
and like a bouncy house and like endless like cookies and fucking
endless brownies.
Brownies.
No celery allowed.
No celery. But yeah, I would concur. For a moment, I thought Hot Girl Stacy was gonna like redeem herself very quickly.
She should have gotten with Evan Peters.
Yeah.
They have this wonderful dance. I know, but like she doesn't even give him a kiss on the cheek or nothing.
Yeah, but he showed her a picture of him in a coma. So that seals it.
That's kind of like them fucking.
Now he's got a new picture.
That's intimate.
So when we talk about this movie being mean, like I think that Alexa Vega, like just the characters are mean to the idea of being nerds. So like this is a movie where being popular actually does really matter. Mm. And normally in these teen movies, by the end, they go like, no, being popular is not what it's about. But there's a speech at the end of the movie where she goes up, she runs to the big dance. And it's actually Summer Glau from Firefly in a cameo.
Yeah.
But Alexa Vega gives this speech where she's like, I know who you are. You're
God.
I almost like threw something at
rips
the screen.
This
she's,
girl.
She goes, I know who you are. You're the fucking loser who's working here instead of being in the dance.
Yeah.
And your life sucks because you don't sit at the cool table. Mm-hmm. And if you don't let me in, I'm gonna end up like you. A fucking loser.
Little piece of shit, bitch. That'll never see the light of day.
Nobody ain't nothing. Right. Piece of shit. Didn't get into any colleges.
Okay, so the way it's like weirdly shot is that she's sitting down, right? And she's like, oh, she's ripping into her while standing up. Alexa Vega, she's a small person probably. And then she stands up.
Wow.
And she's it's
like
almost shot.
Yeah,
she's 20 feet tall, and
like
it's almost shot
tall.
Shot in a way where it's just like, I'm about to beat the living shit out of you.
And you're finally like, yes!
Finally.
Some justice!
Yeah, and then she's like, get in there! But like, during that pause, you're like, okay, well, this is like, obviously like a misdirect or something.
Yeah, you know what's happening, a million miles
and
away.
And you're just like, she's gonna let her in and all this stuff. But I'm like, just that one inkling in your chest. Just
fucking
like, just
wishing
fucking,
she just decked her.
Just wail on her. Just a couple hits.
That's what I mean by like, this movie pissed me off because there were a few like nice surprises. Like, The dance we have to talk about just for a second.
Please.
The dancing itself.
Yes. Yeah. and
made my pussy dry.
Yeah.
Than like a fabric sheet. Yeah. In the fact that dryer.
It was awarded. It was awarded dancing.
It was a dance competition, which doesn't happen at the dance.
Right.
Whatever the fuck the dance is.
Are you telling me that my boy Evan Peters was not dropping fire moves?
No, it's
not making
me
it clap.
To watch. I would watch Evan Peters clap his dick over me endlessly. The other moment that we have to talk about is the dancing at the club, the Cosmo Club that they break into, where we find that mom is out on her fucking lesbian open relationship night.
Yeah.
Because they want you to believe that there's this like, ooh, mom snuck out. And it's like, oh no, they're in a fucking open relationship. And that lady in that disgusting sweater vest thing that's with Jane Lynch is absolutely her fucking lesbian girlfriend. And as soon
that.
As 100%. I saw that woman in the club with her, I was like, oh, there's Jane Lynch.
Yeah.
Like, she's not.
There you are, Peter.
A suburban mother.
In there. She's like holding her face on the TV. Oh.
My boy. She was a 50-year-old lesbian couple in the club on a school night with her lesbian lover. I don't know how many times I can say lesbian, but I just need to reiterate that Jane Lynch is a lesbian.
Is a lesbian.
100%
lesbian. Well,
coming home to a man.
And I don't believe
plumbing.
Her, marrying Jeff Garland, who's just dealing with plumbing
issues. Watching
them
kiss,
the whole time.
As someone who just fixed plumbing in an RV, I can tell you that is accurate. It took me 6 hours to fix a kitchen sink.
I think Jeff Garland is very funny in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, he's himself. He's the guy that you love in Curb during this movie. And so like every time Jeff Garland's on screen, I'm just like, I should watch Curb. This is nice. He's great.
This movie was full of like, oh, they were great. And that other thing that I'd rather watch.
Right. Yes. 100%.
This reminds me how much I miss Blue Crush and Kate, whatever the fuck her name is. Boston. What's her name?
I've never seen.
No one's ever seen Blue Crush?
We'll have to do it.
Oh, fuck, we're putting Blue Crush on the list.
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys never saw Blue Crush.
No, never seen it.
Wait, so can I tell you my pitch to fix this?
Okay.
Because I think, look, this movie, it presents popularity as something that you actually do need to achieve. All of the older characters, like even Mr. Laredo, the teacher, is like, ah, I know the fountain, the lunch table.
Yeah.
Ah, my life sucks because I never got there. Mm-hmm. And then Summer Glau has this speech. I think that the end of the movie, they should have toppled the fascist regime is popularity.
Yeah.
And instead,
spoken
the movie
like
succumbs to it. We need a fucking like communist reimagining of the school.
And it's Alexa Vega like bridging.
Yeah,
the
world. Instead, the movie being pods is like, if you are a nerd, you are bad and you should die.
They didn't even show them at the table. At the fountain.
Oh, yeah, they didn't show them. They didn't show them at the fountain
They
table.
Showed the popular girls at the garbage.
Yeah,
but
and
they
then
didn't
they just
show...
didn't switch over to the
You're
other
right.
perspective.
All of it was no payoff.
You're right. We know. We'll never know.
The payoff was watching 15-year-old Alexa Vega slow kiss with her hands by her side a 21-year-old man that was in her fucking treehouse like a true pedophile.
Yeah, because the whole movie, it looked like she was like on the way to her quinceañera. So to watch this grown man kind of kiss a child, I was just like, all right, man, you gotta, there's something you have to work out in therapy.
Oh my gosh. They do that when they want you to believe like nerds and popular kids cannot coexist. You have to get adults because everyone's fucking ugly when you're 15.
Yeah.
They have to hire, like Riverdale, all those people are like 25 because if they hired real 15-year-olds, they're fucking ugly.
They look weird. They look
weird.
Like people are fucking growing into their bodies and
like
they're just too long. No.
Yeah.
And they're like,
to our 15-year-old listeners, if you are upset,
look,
one day you'll get it.
Yeah.
But think about Pokemon. The middle ones are all really fucking awkward.
They look weird.
They look
unbalanced.
Weird.
Unbalanced.
Yeah.
They're
it's
not
like,
there.
It's like cute. What the fuck? That's a grown
Dope.
Man.
Like, that thing could kill
that
shit.
That thing could kill shit. That's a fucking dragon.
That thing pays bills.
Yes.
That's a baby. What the fuck is that?
Right.
You pay bills.
Yeah.
It also ended very like classically satisfying in which she does get the guy because the guy didn't want the popular girl. He wanted the like weird, quirky girl who skateboarded and right. like
who is a popular girl. Laugh?
Who is a popular girl?
How hard did you laugh when you found out what her full name was in the final minutes of the movie at the dance when he asked her to?
Oh my God, quirky.
Her, no, her quirky? Name is Julie Corky.
Oh my God, is... I was like, is this new information? Julie Corky. They couldn't have picked a more like. James or yeah. Smith or yeah. something that didn't make you go, huh?
Yeah.
Like, what nationality is quirky?
Somebody typed that down and was just like, this will get him.
Yeah, like, I'm going to go with a real Jewish neighbor of mine.
Quirky.
That will make it in and only they'll know it was yeah. the oh, ending.
The Mr. Corrado, right? Or uh-huh. is that his something, name? Yeah. Corrado or something?
He was white.
He was at the clerk.
Thank you.
He was at the club.
Terrible place for a blind date.
Terrible place. Mm-hmm. The worst place.
It was so bright in that club.
In a super bright.
Yeah.
Super bright.
All great sex on the beach, though.
Yeah.
There was a payphone in the club.
Very obviously lit like a lesbian club. so him
that's why
there.
Jane Lynch was there.
That's why Jane Lynch was
thank
there.
Thank you.
Or maybe that's why the bartender was looking at them weird.
And the bartender was gay.
Not yeah. Not that. Not that she was a child. She was like, "What are you? What is this heterosexual tomfoolery going on?"
Yeah.
Yeah. Gay club easily, and yeah. and he looked very done up, right? Mm-hmm. Very blah blah blah. Uh-huh. And at the end, it's these are eighth grade girls,
right?
Doing.
Ew, I know what you're gonna
yeah,
say.
Making up a dude, like just being like, "Oh, you look weird, man. Here's a bit of advice: loosen your tie. Uh-huh. Great." Take the glasses off.
They
great.
Fully did a princess, diary yeah. where they took his glasses off and were like, now you're beautiful.
Now you're beautiful. Shuffle your hair.
Ew.
He looked like a homeless John Mayer. And I was like, he looks worse. He looks so much worse.
He looked how like he was you. A homeless guy that went to the thrift store and was like, where's your biggest jacket?
Where's your biggest jacket? It's like, I got court today. It's like, get the fuck out of here. What is wrong with you?
When the glasses come off, I'm like, okay, maybe. And then right. they take his hair and go,
right. like what Jimmy Fallon did to Donald Trump. Right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like,
here, pet me like a dog.
It
yeah.
like, works immediately.
Immediately.
A girl comes up and goes, hey. She talks
a woman.
Over the head of these
children. It's a woman, not a little girl this time.
You didn't guess that was a small child from the back from how short she was?
No, she had sunglasses on. She was clearly a woman.
I'm so
only
sorry.
Women wear sunglasses in the club.
You're so...
That whole thing for okay, iconic moments that stood out to me.
Yes,
1 minute 35 seconds in fat joke.
Yeah,
5 minutes in attempted rape by the yeah. JV second string QB
makes her a sympathetic villain.
The yep. the open relationship, the open lesbian relationship, far ahead of its time, yep. while also being a helicopter mom, borderline abusive.
Very yeah. very woke movie, very nuanced.
Okay, the Epstein like pedophilia from not only the teacher but yep. the beauty mark boy.
Not afraid to go there. This movie packs a punch.
Had nudity. PTSD. I mean, we are checking every box here.
Oh my God. Is this
is
the best
this,
movie ever? Like, right?
Yes. Right. Movie of our generation.
I think so. I think it. Like again, I think it is from made from the perspective of a parent looking at their kids and then just like noticing things, but not wanting to dig into what's oh, actually going
just
on.
Just for
with
reverence,
that.
You have this, and then the very exact same age, Euphoria.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God.
That is. The perfect example oh of different filmmakers in touch with their reality.
100%.
You are correct that this movie just really doesn't understand.
It's bubblegum, and yeah. then you've got bubblegum laced with heroin.
Oh my God. This is the peak of this is on it was on Netflix. Mm. Literally, the next suggested thing is Big Mouth. Where they're really like fucking.
Wait, was
each
this movie
other.
On Netflix?
It was on Netflix.
Are you kidding
what?
Me? I paid $4 for
I also
this.
Paid
I didn't. I paid Zach's dollars.
I didn't even think to look that this was on Netflix.
I just literally just Googled it.
Good for Alexa Vega. I hope she gets that money.
Yeah, I hope so too.
She looks good now. You looked her up. She's 32. She looks good.
Way to go, yeah. Alexa. Lifetime I'm surprised you guys didn't bring up the attempt at teen lingo. Throughout the movie?
Oh, I wrote down a couple where they say, like, posers.
Well, she goes, oh, for the love of carbs.
What?
That was one I wrote down. She goes, I am blooming. I need a lock on my door. They just try and present her as very precocious. Mm-hmm. God, what was another one?
Oh, well, we...
It would have been fantastic if she gave her the lock on the door at the end, and then she was just like, she locked it, she put the lock on, she locked it, and then her mom kicked it in. No fucking locked doors in my house, you little bitch.
I thought you were gonna say she locked it and then realized she couldn't get out, and her mother was like, you'll stay a little girl forever, and then she gives her like fake cancer, and then it turns into that other movie.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What is it, the room? Oh,
with the Munchausens by Proxy Syndrome.
Joey King. The act.
It turns out to the act for sure.
I love that. I thought
that movie was so uncomfortable.
Oh my God, it's so.
But
good.
the ending too of like, you're talking about the ending of like it stands with you have to be popular in order to be happy.
Yeah.
But there is the moment where Alexa Vega decides to go on this huge hangover like adventure, only to fucking like a pussy come clean to her mother the morning after and tell her that they really did leave the house. And nothing happens to her.
I thought you said like a pussy, like her mother, who is a lesbian.
Cut that joke
come
in.
Come out to your husband.
Yeah.
Please come out to your husband. Just let him know.
Or like say you peg him.
Yeah.
So some facts about this movie.
Oh, thank God.
There are not many because one seems to care. Just to tell you, the top trivia on IMDb is that Evan Peters' character is only referred to as SpongeBob.
He doesn't have a name.
That's the only fact about
it. I also thought that was weird because it's Nickelodeon into a Disney princess movie. Yeah. You're cross-branding. That's bad.
Right.
But I did do some deep diving.
No one gave a shit about that one. No, carry on.
So this movie's rocking a nice, cool 15% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Deserves every percent.
Roger Ebert said, there was no reason to make this movie and no reason to see it. I do think... So actually, the director... was a bit of a rising star. He made a short film called George Lucas in Love that was based on Shakespeare in Love, but about George Lucas, that made rounds around Hollywood.
Mm.
And then he got hired to make this movie, which I'm sure he was not happy about. And then
I mean, it's his fault.
He did an American Pie sequel and he directed Sidney White. Well, he did the direct-to-DVD American Pie sequel. And then Sidney White starring Amanda Bynes. And that was his... film career.
So he's at fault for a lot.
At fault or to thank, you know, one of the two. This movie came out the same year as Mean Girls, and I do.
Oh shit!
Oh,
God, that's what gave it the 15. What came out first?
I don't know. I think Mean Girls came out first, and so this was a big flop.
Even if it came out second, I'd go back and re-rate it.
Yeah, I'd still go back and give it a lesser percentage. I'd be like, yo, there's a movie that is same thing, and it's Tina
Fey. Women can be funny.
And it's just so much better.
Yeah.
But it was funny, because I was watching this, and I feel like this movie was trying to make Fetch happen.
Ooh,
like, it doesn't understand... teens
about
in a genuine way the way that Mean Girls does. And so this like I joked that it felt like it came from the 90s. I do really feel like this script was around and they're finally like, let's make this teen movie, and by the time it got there the world
had
moved
on. Booksmart was written in 2008 and just basically got punched up by whoever they hired.
This movie's a PG Booksmart.
And I think what happens is you take the basic coming of age school, last hoorah, big, we have one last chance to do whatever, insert X movies are getting kind of tiresome. And I think like people being like, Booksmart finally was like the female version. And then people are like, okay, now put it to like, shut the fuck up. We're kind of done seeing like suburban white kids who have nothing better to do, try to get arrested.
Yeah.
And making a movie out of it. Like, get chlamydia the first time you have sex and then come talk to me. Like, that is something I want to watch. The Euphoria is what I'm trying to say. I want to watch Euphoria.
Starring Yancey.
Yeah.
So this movie, unfortunately, was not as well received by the world as it was by my heart.
Mm.
It premiered at number 10. It came out the same week as Anchorman. It was the second week of Spider-Man 2.
Yes.
Why would they do this? Spider-Man.
Also in theaters still that beat it, The Notebook, Fahrenheit 9/11, White Chicks, Dodgeball, Shrek 2.
Dodgeball.
So it, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban was so
good. Why would it even go to theaters?
Don't put it out.
Why did this even go to theaters?
It should have been straight to DVD, DVD right next to American Pie 2.
Boxes out by like, then?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We gotta talk to someone.
Who in their right mind would even dare?
We should call somebody, seriously.
It debuted at number 10?
Yeah.
Deservingly.
Yeah.
It, you...
I'm mad. Yeah. For can I tell you?
Can I tell you what? Hmm. I have seen Sleepover more than any of those other movies combined.
Well, what does that say about you?
Yeah.
That I'm a masochist.
Yeah. Like, I don't know that that's something I'd admit on this podcast.
Oh my God.
I don't know, guys. I'm pretty still into it.
Yeah.
The last fun fact that I have is that Alexa Vega is now named Alexa Pena Vega because she married Carlos Pena from Big Time Rush, a show that I did not watch. And they
That's a show? I thought it was a band.
It was a band and a show. It was like the Monkees, a show that became a band.
I thought she married Michael Pena, and I was going to be so excited.
Same. That was nothing will be as good as discovering Rachel Bilson and Hayden Christian Anderson, whatever the fuck his name is. Met, got engaged, had a baby, got cheated on with Emma Roberts, who is now pregnant. Anyways, carry on.
So much. They did not meet through acting. They met in an L.A. Bible study.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth. Zachary, since you since this is your fault, this episode is happening.
Brought this into your life. You're welcome.
I would like you now to defend yourself. Defend your guilty pleasure.
Okay. Dear listeners.
Oh, God.
I present to you a wild night that you will never forget.
Literally any other movie. The Hangover, fucking Superbad.
An ensemble exploding
mean
with...
Girls.
I fucking love Booksmart. Yeah.
I love Booksmart.
An ensemble that is exploding at the seams with talent. Come to see a young Brie Larson before her prime.
Nice job.
Steve Carell doing the absolute most. And Jane Lynch, who's definitely a lesbian.
Yeah. Still super gay.
Get stoned with your buddies if it's legal where you're at. Watch a movie with the bros. You're not gonna go wrong with Sleepover. Hashtag justice for Yancey.
I'm gonna have to say this is the first time and absolute last time I will ever see or talk about this movie. I'm never gonna tell anyone about this movie.
I think that you are wrong. I think that it is going to crawl into your heart, and you're going to be thinking about Yancey. All you're going to be writing
back me up here.
I agree with.
I agree fully.
Thank
you.
Because I watched like the first half of the Cheetah Girls.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, all right, this is nice, and forgot about it immediately.
Oh.
So I watched this entire movie. So around 15 minutes in, I got mad at you.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
I feel like you should be paying us $4.99 for being here.
Yeah.
I would accept that as like.
Yeah, as like.
I feel like penance. That would level things out.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Venmo, cool. Cash App.
All right. Cool.
Apple Pay.
If that absolves my sins, I'll do it.
All right.
$10, easy.
Yeah.
You have to put $5 worth of quarters on your eyes and like just
hold them there while we pick them up with Garrick's clapping dick.
Yeah, just
side to side. And they fling off into our little coin holder.
Yeah.
All right, Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, I guess that's why they call it a guilty pleasure.
Yes. That got weird. That got super weird.
So our final verdict is that I should feel guilty.
You should feel guilty.
Well, that's been an episode. Thank you for listening, guys. Don't forget to like and subscribe so that I can make my friends watch more movies that they will definitely love. Kelsey, where can the people find you?
Oh, at Kelsey Darrow on all the things. Hashtag Justice for Soraya. And that's all.
And you have a podcast?
Oh, and I have a podcast, Confidently Insecure, and buy my book, Don't Fucking Panic. It's probably out by the time this comes out.
Beautiful. I'm just Garrick Bernard.
Aww, on Instagram. You're not just Garrick Bernard.
Hey,
don't you have something to promote?
Watch Solar Opposites. Watch Solar Opposites on Hulu.
The Pupa.
And Lower Decks on CBS All Access.
Ooh.
And you can find me at Corn Diddy
on
everything. And I have nothing to promote other than this show. So tell your friends to watch it. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.